The Tom Likas Show.
You're a freak with a microphone.
Now, from the New Normal Studios in Burbank.
Thank you for tuning into the Tom Likas Show. From the New Normal Studios in Burbank. This is where you hear us live Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 24-7 at blowmeuptom.com. Our podcast is available on demand. Just go to premiumtom.com. That's premiumtom.com. Hi, Tom Likas 201. A class that was created because you wanted it. And Likas 201 is a course for people who have failed or ignore Likas 101. In Likas 101, we teach guys how to get more tail for less money, how to avoid serious relationships, avoid having babies, etc. Likas 201 is for guys who did all the wrong things. You had a girlfriend. You allowed her to move into your home. You gave her your ATM card or the key to your place. You allowed her to get pregnant. Maybe you married her. Maybe you had multiple children with her. And now you are a beaten dog. Now you don't even want to come home at night. Or you come home late. Or you feel like a prisoner in your own home. She's the boss. She makes the rules. You, on the other hand, you're fucked. You need help. You need answers. You need to know what to do. And that is what I am here for, is to help you now that you've done all of these things to yourself. Now, maybe you didn't do them all. The fact is, you either thought you knew more than the professor, or you had never heard of the professor until you had done all the wrong things. And then when you heard of Likas 101, you said, well, I'm too late for that. Too late for that, I'm fucked. Now, as you may know, the Likas 201 class is on double secret probation. It exists only when we are getting sufficient phone calls. And as long as the phone calls continue to come in, we will continue to teach this course. And so it's here as long as you are hot for it. The last few weeks, you've been very hot for it. And as we begin this edition of Likas 201, let me talk to you about something that happens to you boys who have allowed a woman to invade your space, who have allowed her to take over your home. How many of you boys are helping her family, paying her family's bills, allowing her family members to move into your place? How many? The deadbeat relatives, the deadbeat brother-in-law, the deadbeat brother, the deadbeat sister, deadbeat sister-in-law. How many of you are giving money over? You have to say absolutely not to that. If she wants to help her family, she should get a better job and pay for it. And while we are at it, if she is living in your house, she should be paying 50% of the expenses. If you make 80% of the money and she makes 20%, that is no excuse. Nobody sucks a cock well enough to deserve paying 20% of the rent and you pay 80%. It's just not worth it. Any roommate you have should pay 50% of the expenses. 50% of the rent, 50% of the electricity, 50% of the gas, 50% of the cable, 50% of the internet costs, 50% of the cellular phone bill. Even better, these accounts should be in your name. You get her to pay. That way, later on, when she won't leave or you can't get rid of her, you can simply start turning the utilities off. Something you can't do if both your names are there. avoid the temptation to be romantic and have a bank account together. Avoid the temptation to put her name on your lease. Do not put her name on the deed to your house or any real estate you own. I've had more than one woman say to me the following, Why is my name not on the lease? Why is my name not on the deed to the house? I feel like a visitor here. You know what? You don't feel like a visitor because your name's not on the deed. You feel like a visitor here because I'm paying for the place and you're not. And as a result, I reserve the right to kick you out. That's what you should be doing. You should be reserving your right to kick them out. They shouldn't be living in your place in the first place. But if you allow that to happen, you have to set up the utilities, set up your house, rental, lease, sale, purchase, whatever. You have to have it set up so it's all about you. Your name on everything. You don't let her have a credit card. She wants to have a credit card. Let her get her own credit card. You don't make her the additional card holder. You don't pay her credit card bills. You don't pay her cell phone bills. You make her pay. And what happens if she doesn't like it? If you're lucky, she'll fucking leave, which is what you needed to have happen in the first place.